Coast. This is Carroll Road reporting for a special report. I am here this evening to announce that we are moving into Phase 9, the final phase of the Pangea Act. Pan-American Network Grouping Everything All Together Act. We are moving into the final phase. An important announcement: at this stage, individuals whose chip numbers end in 12 and work in IT are now eligible for mandatory relocation. All right, we are going to move now to our Eastern correspondent, Catherine Ride. Catherine, what's it looking like over there?
Thank you, Carol. We only have about 5 people left here in the city of Columbus, the former capital of the former state of Ohio. So I have here with me Curlin, who's ready to get on the Mega Water bus. Curlin, how are you feeling?
Honestly, I don't know. I feel a little bit in shock. Of course, I knew this day was coming, but it's still really surreal to, pack up everything and to be moving through water in this way. I mean, I was prepared, but, you just never, it's always really, I don't have words.
Do you have any family members with you today?
Yes, I do. I have my brother, Light Hope, here. He's really in shock.
And do both of you work in IT?
We do, yes. We both work in IT.
And what kind of jobs do you think he'll be reassigned once you get to Omaha?
That's what we're really nervous about. I mean, our focus at this point has been on just organizing everything and, saying goodbye to our home and, getting everything in the waterproof bag. Once we get there, I think it'll be an adjustment to work for, the big company.
Right.
We do feel lucky that we at least work in IT.
Thanks so much, Curlin, and good luck on the ride.
Thanks.
I heard recently that the fatality rate has gone down by 83%.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Okay, back to you, Carol.
Thank you, Catherine. If you're just joining us, we're announcing in this special report that we're moving into the final phase of the Pangea Act. Our last residents of the islands of Miami and Manhattan have been relocated to the megacoastal city of Omaha. In addition, we can officially announce that the Eurasian Union conglomerate has merged with the Afro-Ant Americas to create 365 Microshell Chasebook Alpha Soft Google X Cloud. We are now governed under one body. What was that? Okay. All right, so it sounds like for those with proper skills, there are jobs available providing dentistry as well as care to special sea life. As we all are well aware, our sea life now is genetically modified variety. So we have specialized sharks that, of course, as we all know, have 3 times the amount of teeth as usual. So dentistry is actually hugely in demand in the coastal city of Omaha. So all kinds of skills apply to this, especially IT.
Oh, no, Carrie. Chips that end in 12. We're next. My chip ends in 13.
She said 12, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, wait, let me double check. Mine says 13.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're next. I thought we had at least another month to prepare, but we got to get ready.
What do we need?
Well, do you have your KQED emergency kit?
Oh my God. I haven't thought about that in so long. Remember KQED?
Yeah.
Okay, let me find it. I haven't seen a moth and I don't even know how long.
Capture them.
We could eat those later.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we do, Kate? I cannot become a shark dentist.
I think that's just a euphemism for butcher.
Oh, gosh.
You know, like how dentists back in the day used to also be like surgeons and...
Right. Remember
and
that?
And drill holes in your head and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe Carla will have an idea for what to do.
Oh, okay. Carla, what's your number?
Oh...
Guys, I can't help you with any of this. My number's 12. You know, my day job is IT. I'm getting ready to go. I think the choppers, everything, they're coming in soon. So, look, I don't know what it's going to be like in there. I think you should have something, some kind of, a strategy, an exit strategy, an escape strategy. I know for me, I earlier swallowed a tiny grappling hook. I think that might come in handy. I don't have extra.
You don't even have one extra tiny grappling hook that we could swallow?
I have just the one. I made it in my free time. It's mine. Deal with your own shit.
And typical okay. Carla.
Oh, shit. Here we go. All right.
Get out here, 12-chip motherfucker!
Carla, that's you.
Carla, good luck. Bye, losers.
All right, we're going to have to figure this out. So, how much time do we have before we get called?
Well, they did 11s, and then it was only, 45 minutes later that they called in the 12s?
So, you think we're going to get called today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Where can we go?
Like to hide?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to be possible. Remember our microchips?
And the Omaha Megalopolis.
Should we try to get the microchips out?
Where? I forgot where mine even is.
Hang on. Let me check the manual.
Okay.
Okay. Microchips, insertion. Yes. Global surveillance program.
Oh, I just remembered mine's in my armpit.
Oh, okay. Well, that seems easy to get to.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. Just let me read the rest of this.
Okay.
Okay, microchip gets implanted in each newborn child and every adult. Mandatory, blah, blah, blah. Okay. It turns out the microchip actually has, a kind of root system that intertwines with your spinal cord.
Oh.
And your cerebral cortex.
So we're fucked. Right? Okay. All right. So the Omaha Megalopolis is growing to absorb us.
Right.
And it's either that or the conglomerate officials come to take us.
Right.
I do feel like the 12s are the largest group.
Okay.
So I do think we have until
millennials.
Yeah, exactly.
High five.
I do feel like we have until dawn.
Remember our application for the Guggenheim Getty Creative Capital
Foundation
program?
I mean, how could I forget? I hate.
I know.
Yeah.
But remember what our thesis was?
Yes.
Our main objective?
Yes.
In our work plan was to
colonize the moon.
Okay, we got to have a spaceship
that travels at least 5 light years a minute.
Okay, sure. I mean, I have some acceleration blasters over here, and we have our quantum jumper over here.
Right.
Okay, good.
We got the emergency kit.
Right.
Oh, we got this basketball.
I have an auger that my uncle left me.
I've got a rope ladder, which will help get us inside.
When do you not need a rope ladder?
Yeah.
You know a rope ladder, Carrie. It's almost a net.
It is almost a net. It will actually function as both.
Great.
When we need it.
Okay, but here's the critical problem, Carrie. I'm trying to have a positive attitude here, but I don't know if we're going to be able to arrange all this in a functional way where we are gone by morning when the Pangea Act enforcers come in to gather us.
Kate, what time is it now?
3:25 p.m.
I think we have to do what we said in our application.
Make a spaceship and colonize the moon?
And remember we said that we were gonna just quickly make.
Oh, right. We needed our
third. Because we were over Carla.
Right.
Yeah.
We need our third collaborator.
Right.
So let me
get. That was the easy part.
Let me get into my manila folder here.
Okay.
What was that application? Okay. Queering the galactic divide. And we tried that. Okay. Eco models. Oh, we have to create an AI with human-level intelligence to help us make the spaceship and colonize the moon.
Yeah, awesome.
And to carry on our project when we die.
I mean, I remember this part of the application was whatever, you know?
Right.
So,
Well, we were really shooting for the moon on that one.
Indeed.
We did make it into the top 50th percentile of rejectees on that one.
Yeah. That was when I decided I was going to go full NFT. What a disaster turned out to be.
How much money did you make off of that?
Kate, why would you bring that up? You know I made no money because I forgot the login for my account. Kate, do you think it's worth it for us to take the time to build the AI for our moon vehicle?
I mean, do you know how to colonize the moon off the top of your head?
No.
But remember we made that Word doc that had like a million things about astrophysics and engineering and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
We can just feed that into a tight little Python script and it'll figure it out for us.
Okay, great. That seems harmless. What could go wrong?
Absolutely nothing.
Exactly. Okay, great.
Okay, let's see. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my stars. We already started this. Do you see that? Look at this file folder.
Why does this always happen to us, Kate? It's like we have no memory.
I think we
left.
Have undiagnosed ADHD.
I'm pretty sure we do.
So, look, I started this script. It's in this folder. And the file name is joan5000.py.
Wait, what Joan is
Joan? Joan5000.
Joan5000. What does that stand for?
Oh, wait,
for?
There's a README.
Okay, great. Wait, what? Joint Operational and Attitudinal Network.
Huh.
Okay. Sounds like what we need.
Yeah. Oh, wait, there's some notes here.
Okay.
Oh, here's a note from, this is from April 8th. 2041. Carrie, did you add in that loop that makes the robot not continually expand in size?
Yeah, I did that.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then there's a note from you to me saying, Kate, did you remember to make sure that all the integers are turned into floats? It's been so long since I did my Code Academy class, I don't remember what that means. But I feel like I probably took care of it.
And we don't have time. Like,
sure
we just gotta...
It's gotta be quick and dirty.
Have you checked on Sharpie lately?
Sharpie. Oh, he's sleeping.
Oh.
Are they letting us take pets with us?
I mean, Sharpie
Hydro
will
bus?
Fit in the...
We can just put him in our pocket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We can't leave Sharpie.
No. We would never. I would not leave here without.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm getting an alert. I'm getting an alert.
All citizens with the microchip ending in 13, please prepare for mandatory voluntary departure.
It's getting closer, Carrie.
I know. Okay.
I think they might take us before dawn.
Yeah. All right. We got to get going here.
Okay. Look, I'm going to just start typing out this code, okay? I'll take the QWERTY side. You take the...
I'll take the HJOK side.
Okay.
Okay.
The keyboard
side. Okay.
You missed a bracket.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Syntax. Don't fuck around.
This is always my weakness. Okay.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, let's see how she's doing. Hang on, I'll turn on the voice speaker.
Okay.
Joan.
Who are you, Joan?
My name is Joan 5000, Joint Operational and Attitudinal Network 5000. You are located now in the Digital Fringe Prefecture of Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Joan, do you have access to the secret encrypted 365 Microshell Chasebook AlphaSoft Google X Cloud network
have limited access to the 365 Microshell Chasebook AlphaSoft Google X Cloud intranet.
We have her. She's got her memory. She's got the access.
Yeah,
we've
good.
Fed the AI. So at this point, what we really need is like hands on deck.
Oh,
we
hands.
Need.
Oh, right. Oh, hang on. I have those over here.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on. Let me get. Okay. We got
but
the whole.
But we need to attach the hands to something.
We have that rainbow ribbon plug-in thing. This takes that like 18 pin.
Oh, yeah. I've got that over here.
No time to waste. Let's just have her. I'm going to plug in the hydraulic arm.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to type in the coordinates. Joan, please commence spaceship building process.
Spaceship building process commences.
Duct tape? Really? Okay.
That's
a little small.
Did you put the right Google script up thing?
I think I did.
Okay.
Yeah, it may not be like syncing with her program actually. Wait. Doesn't this look small, Kate?
Yeah, it's like a spaceship for like 6 inch top.
Does she? Maybe she thinks it's just for Sharpie.
Dude.
Okay, hold on. Nice job, Kate. Come over here for a
sec.
Yeah,
okay.
This is not gonna work.
Hang on, I'm gonna unplug her sound sensor.
Okay.
Okay.
This is not gonna work.
I feel like it's on me and I have to apologize because, you know, I know when I was writing this code initially, like 5 years ago or whatever, I remember now that I was gonna make, I had a scale model part of the code.
Oh my
as a
God.
Test, and I have to say, I do think that she used all of the equipment that we had to make this, and I'm pretty sure we don't have time to try to make a bigger one.
No, we, I mean, what time is it now? It's almost midnight.
Yeah.
We...
Announcement. Every single person with chip ending in 12 is now eligible and mandatorily required to commit themselves to the hydro buses. If you are not on the hydro bus now, there will be a warrant put out for your arrest and execution. Thank you.
Dude, that's the end of that. They're going to be calling us any second now. And you know, art starts with the letter A.
Yeah. No, we're going to be first up.
I have to say I'm relieved now because I think we could put Sharpie in here and at least Sharpie will be able to carry on happily.
Yeah.
There's everything on there to terraform the moon.
Yeah.
Even a hedgehog can do it, and especially an incredibly well-trained, genetically enhanced hedgehog.
It's true. Okay. I mean, we forgot to make Sharpie speak, but I'm pretty sure Sharpie's smarter than both of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, Sharpie, look, we're going to put you in here. We're going to launch you off. At least you can carry on our legacy and our practice, the most important part of our lives.
Right.
Give him a kiss. Okay. Carrie, can you help me carry this to the launch pad?
Yeah. Ugh.
And 10, 9.
We don't have time for that, Kate.
Okay, 1, launch. Bye, Sharpie.
This is all happening so fast.
We love you.
I just feel like it's inevitable that we're going to go at this point.
Yeah.
So let's figure out how to keep Joan with us. And okay, maybe we can figure out how to escape while we're...
We don't have a grappling hook.
In Omaha.
That would have been my first thing. Some kind of submarine. No.
We need like a holder of some kind that doesn't, that just looks like any old thing.
What if we can move our brains into another body? What if we could put our brains into a dolphin?
The only thing I have that's like that size that's hollow is my prized possession, my basketball signed by Steve Barkley.
I don't think that that basketball is going to be able to sustain the life force needed to run a brain. But what if Joan seems pretty promising to me, okay?
Yeah.
She did make the moon launcher thing.
Yeah, it was really our bad.
It was
that
way
it was
too small, but still, she's got a lot of potential.
Yeah.
I think if we can just keep her running out here, I still have my smartwatch.
Yeah.
You still have your smart glasses.
Yes.
We can just make sure we're still linked up to her, and we can be maybe using her to somehow eventually get us out.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's our last chance.
We just need to hide her, though, because I know that the Pangea Act enforcers, they're looking for technology. They're looking for anything that could be a threat.
Let's hide her in the basketball.
Okay, let's just stuff all this inside.
Okay.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I do have to cut open the basketball violently.
Here, you can use this eye patch to kind of seal it back up.
Okay, wait, hang on. I'm giving me some tape. Maybe we can... Okay, I've got this auger still for my uncle.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the drill part off of that and the kind of attach it to this motor, and maybe Joan can, like, okay, hang on, let me reattach the rainbow ribbon wire to it.
Yeah, plug it in.
Plug it in.
Yeah, make
okay.
sure you plug it in on that
Joan,
side.
Joan, activate auger drill.
Motorized drill activated.
I was not expecting that.
Okay, great. Okay, we got
she looks amazing.
I'm putting the eye patch, seal this all up. I think it's pretty solid.
Every individual with the microchip number ending in 13, you are now required to report to the hydro.
Hey, we checked the manifest. There's some 13s in there. We know you're in there. Come out.
The cheetah robots are here, Kate.
Ah, fuck.
I hate those things.
I know. Okay, commence drilling to the center of the earth.
Since when did they start painting their legs pink?
I think it was something to make them less threatening.
I am commencing drilling operations now. Unfortunately, I could not make it to the center of the earth, but I'll go as deep as I can.
Or just go, Joan.
Drill, Joan,
just
drill.
Go.
Come out of there. We know you're in there.
Do you have, I have my glasses.
Oh, it's linked up. Hang on.
Okay. Can you hear her?
Joan, are you still down there?
Okay, you motherfuckers, you ready to go?
Jesus, fine.
You don't have any sentient robots or genetically modified hedgehogs in here, do you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hang on, room scan. Okay, looks like it's just these two.
What's that smell? Oh my god.
It smells like acid. It tastes like burning in my mouth.
Oh, man. All right. I feel like we have a little bit of a minute. Can you
let's sit in the back.
Are you in touch with Joan?
Okay, hang on.
Does it work?
Joan. Joan.
Joan, can you hear us?
This is Kate and Carrie.
This is Joan 5000. I have completed the drilling process. I am nestled snugly between the crust and mantle of the earth.
Wow. Oh my gosh. She moves really fast. That auger. Who knew?
You know, Carrie, this is a low point for sure, but I have a lot of hope here.
We need to tell her to stay there until she receives further instructions, okay. And we're going to be in touch soon.
Joan, conserve your energy. We'll be in touch soon with further instructions.
I understand. I love you, Kate and Carrie.
What? Love? She shouldn't be capable of love.
Did we accidentally add something in the AI?
I never have said anything in there. Hang on, I'll search on my smartwatch.
Okay.
No, love doesn't appear once in this code.
Maybe it's just like a bug or a glitch or a...
coincidence?